Well, like many Edmontonians, I love farmers markets. I love them because of the fresh produce that you see there, but you can see, buy all sorts of things. Jewelry is not an uncommon. And apparently, if you're a pet owner, there are even more opportunities to shop because pet vendors have started popping up at farmers markets. They sell everything from homemade dog biscuits to cat toys. The CBC's Isabel Gallant with that story. Hi, Isabel.
Hey, Ron.
So what kind of products are out there?
Really all kinds. You know, some farms that sell meat at the market also sell homemade pet food, and there are homemade dog biscuits. Then there are the pet accessories, things like blankets and coats and lots of toys as well.
And who are the people that are actually selling them?
I would have to say pet lovers for sure. A lot of the vendors I spoke with just saw a void when it came to their own pets, something they wanted, and so they started to make it themselves. Customers loved it, and now they're doing it full time. Bell's Biscuits is a stand that sells homemade dog biscuits and treats at the downtown farmers market. The biscuits cost between $3 and $5 a bag, and Shirley Edmonds started her business about 10 years ago.
I first got started when my daughter got a puppy, and I went to buy dog biscuits and couldn't recognize the first 30 ingredients out of the 40 that was in there, so I started wondering what we were feeding our dog. Found a recipe in a book, started making them. The dog loved them, and I just expanded from there. I like to play around in the kitchen, so that's what I do.
Why does Shirley like selling at farmers markets?
Well, Ron, for Shirley, it's all about the flexibility of the job.
You're not tied into specific hours and things. I've owned a business before, and I mean, you know, you're pretty much tied down to it. In the 13 years I owned my business, I had about a 10-day holiday one time. So this way I can create my own schedule, and if I want to take a weekend off, I do. But the market atmosphere, I love the market atmosphere. It's like a carnival every day.
And Ron, I also met Jan Wimberly at the Alberta Avenue Farmers Market. Now, she sells a line of cat products called pierogies for cats.
Are you serious? Pierogies?
Yes, yes. Jan likes her puns. Now, these are actually toys, not food. She makes toys, mats, and pillows out of luxury fabric and stuffs them with catnip and honeysuckle.
Oh, the cats would love that.
Yes, and the toys are called Kitty Cat Cuisine. That's three Ks. And she has treats like Katamari, shaped like an octopus, Meow Mei takeout.
Okay, this is getting crazy.
Yeah, it's two fabric wontons in a Chinese takeout container, and of course the pierogies. The toys range in price from $3 to $5. Now, Jan started selling at markets 2 years ago, and she's a huge fan of them.
And I love the people at the farmers markets. I just love them. You know, they're laid back. I was in, you know, I work for pressured companies, you know, the corporate. Nah, no more. Give me the farmers markets any day. Plus, I'm my own boss. That's the best part. I don't have to answer to anybody except the pussycats.
But Ron, it's not just food and toys that you can buy for pets at the market. You can practically outfit your whole house.
My whole house?
Yes, because you can buy cat furniture.
What?
The Cat Factory is a business run by John Maschuk and his business partner, Don. They make carpeted mini houses for your cats and carpeted scratching posts with cradles at the top where cats can sit or lie down.
Well, one needs to relax.
Yeah, exactly. Now, these cost about between $65 to $150, depending on the size. And I met with John at the Alberta Avenue Market to take a look at the furniture.
This one is 5 foot high, three post cat house.
So we've got a little actual house here, and then we've got these. What do the cats do with these things here?
They lie on them. It cradles them.
Have you seen? I'm assuming you've seen cats on these things. What does it look like?
Depends on the age. A very young cat won't jump. It'll climb right up the carpet. So we came up with the idea of carpeted ladders, because cats will climb ladders, and we've got ladders that go 6-8 feet high.
That's almost as tall as the room.
Yeah, it would really be a conversation piece in your room.
But the carpet works well because obviously for cats with claws, right? They can make something for them to dig
and
into,
and then they
too,
don't scratch the couch.
Yep.
And, yeah.
What's the appeal for pet owners to buy things at the market, say, rather than going to pet stores, because they're all over the place?
Exactly. Well, I think, Ron, it's the same reason they buy other things at the market. You know, I spoke to some shoppers who were buying Bell's Biscuits on a Saturday afternoon at the downtown market, and they like supporting local business, and they like having treats for their dog that aren't full of chemicals, and it's convenient. You know, if you're at the market anyway, you don't have to make an extra trip. But I think the biggest reason is that the dogs just love the treats. Carolyn Taylor Smith was at the market with her rough collie and Burmese cross named Emma, and Emma was all about the free treats. She was sitting with her head right at the edge of the table, just inhaling the biscuits that Shirley gave her.
She's a pretty fussy dog. She doesn't like everything. These are some of her favorite treats, absolutely.
And as a pet owner, what do you like about being able to feed these to her?
Well, the fact that they're natural is a good thing. I'd rather not give her any more junk than she can already pick up off the ground. But we just like that they're accessible. They're not expensive. And it's fun to bring her down here to experience the freebies. Just the fact that they're really good stuff for her.
So, Ron, the next time you're at the market, if you have a pet, there could be a lot more there for sale than you know about.
And some freebies, too, apparently.
Exactly, for your dogs.
Isabel, thanks so much.
Thanks, Ron.
The CBC's Isabel Gallant. By the way, we've posted pictures of some of the products that Isabel was talking about in that story. You can go to our website, cbc.ca/EdmontonAM.